Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by Patrick Shabbat, who is a superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. Superintendent Shabbat, during the first segment, we talked exclusively about the Wildcat Ranch and the dome building that the district is taking a close look at right now. You know, for people who are curious and looking ahead before, you know, a decision is made about what to do, you know, definitively with those two buildings, there's going to be several, there would be public hearings and so forth, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have our board meetings to decide what we have to do or what we want to do with that.
And anybody from the public can attend.
Absolutely,
and show
yes.
up and,
yep.
and give input.
Absolutely.
Next thing I want to ask you about is the new pool. I know that's been used by the school district this year. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you tell us about in regards to when or if that's going to be available for public use?
Well, you know, the old pool, the recreation department, Tuolumne County Recreation Department ran it during the summer, and that's what we plan on doing again this year, just like last year. And actually, I've met with the recreation department. They're hoping to provide even additional more events and more participation of the community during the summer for that pool. It's a bigger pool, so they're talking about possibly having lap swimming more than just a 1 hour during lunch hour period. They're talking about having recreation to swimming almost the entire time that they're there. So they're looking at a variety of other programs there, water aerobics and a variety of things. So we're hoping that the rec department will be able to use as much as possible. I've been trying to get them to also run maybe a weekend program in the spring and the fall. The problem with it, you know, to run a water program or a swim program there, it costs a lot of money, and it's not a money making operation. The recreation department says that the fees that the public pays to use the pools is about 30% of the budget for their salary and their staffing there. So it's definitely not a money making event or not money making proposition for them.
When the recreation department has the open swims, that would just be during the summer months when school is not in session, correct?
Yes, just like they've always have. I mean, the school, we use it during the day for our PE classes. Right now in the spring, our swim team uses it before school a couple of days a week. They practice, and then after school pretty much every day, and then even late in the day sometimes when we have swim meets. In the fall, our water polo teams use it after school and sometimes even before school too. So it'd be really tough to schedule any additional public swimming during those days. And we definitely don't want, our pool is located in the middle of our campus. It's not on the outside of a campus like the Bret Hart pool is. So it's much more problematic to have public in our pool during school days.
You mentioned swim meets. I've heard a couple questions or rumors that maybe the pool couldn't be used for swim meets because it's not an Olympic-sized pool, but that's not correct, right?
No, it is not an Olympic-sized pool. Olympic-sized pools are 50 meters long. Our pool is a 25-yard pool, and it's perfect. I mean, it's down
so you
to
can
the,
hold all your meets and
oh, yeah,
everything
yeah.
like
and,
that.
You know, we have
and water polo games.
We have 10 lanes there for swimming, 11 lanes for swimming, and it's a standard water polo pitch. So I'm not sure where that rumor came from. It's kind of funny that I almost teased somebody that the pool is the right size, but one side is taller than the other, so you have to swim uphill going one direction and swim downhill going the other direction, and as a joke, so it was humorous. I thought that some people in the public or that there was a rumor running around that the pool was not regulation size.
Also, the old pool, what is kind of the status with that? Is that completely out of commission now?
Yes, we've filled it with dirt to make sure it's safe. We don't want it to be a public nuisance or a danger to somebody falling in. We filled it with dirt. We've got a couple of groups that are looking at putting a garden in there for right now. Sometime in the future, we'll probably make that into a parking lot. That area is too small for tennis courts, so we will be in the future, when we get some additional funding, we will probably turn that into a student parking lot, or possibly room to grow if we need to.
The other Measure J projects, the stadium as well as the humanities building and cafeteria, did those all turn out as you select?
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. Yeah, the humanities building, we retrofitted or basically gutted that entire building, brought it back up to 2000. standards. It's really 2015, 2018 standards. It's actually a beautiful building. We completely redid our cafeteria now. It's much larger. We put in a new carpeting, if you would, on the football field, and we put in an all-weather track, too. So it's absolutely beautiful facilities now.
Changing to another topic, the budget. Last year, there were some difficult budget meetings that the Sonora Union High School District had in regards to finances. You know, where do things stand today when it comes to the financial health of the district?
We're much better. We have a positive budget now. But again, you know, the state and the federal government do not fund education as much as they should. California is 41st in budgeting for education among all the states. So we have a positive budget, but it's tight. I mean, we're not flush with money, definitely. We are looking at cost savings every time we, you know, if someone retires, we look at what we can do to change that position, to make it more effective. So we have a positive budget, but it's tight.
How about enrollment trends? What have you been noticing over the past few years?
Well, all of the Foothill schools have been declining enrollment. Sonora High School, we're at about 900 students right now at our high school. At Cassina High School, we're at about 50. At our Ted Bird High School, we have 25 there. In our adult ed program, we have about, I don't know, 25 or 30 students there. It's been continuing to decline, I think, since about 2008 when the economy really hit. And so it's something that we have to make adjustments for and monitor very, very carefully.
Any general agreement in the education field as to what has led to that school decline countywide?
Well, I think it's the economy up here. There's not enough jobs for young people with families. We are still a big retirement community up here. There's more options now for people in terms of homeschooling and virtual schools and online schools. We do offer online courses. We work very closely with Columbia College. A lot of our students, when they graduate from high school, they already have quite a bit of college credentials already, credits already. So it's a great thing, which is more difficult to do if you're homeschooling. So.
The relationship with Columbia College, is that pretty strong between Columbia and Sonora Union High School District?
Yes, it is. We have a middle college program that we have, I think, 60 to 65 students in there every year, where the students take about three classes at Sonora High School, and the rest is out at Columbia College. Many of those students, when they graduate, they almost have an AA degree from Columbia College. We also have what's called CCAP classes, where Columbia College teaches a college course on our campus to our students only. And that's working out really well. This is the first year that we've done it, and we definitely plan on continuing with that. But then we also have a lot of students that just take what we call dual enrolled. They're enrolled at Sonora High School, but they're in the evening or in the summertime, they're taking classes at Columbia College, and we give them high school credit for those courses also. So we meet very frequently with the Columbia College folks and to plan and coordinate all that.
And we need to take a quick break. Again, we're joined in studio this weekend by Patrick Shabbat, who is a superintendent of the Sonora Union High School District. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by David Gonsalves, the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director. He'll give an update on the general plan revisions. He'll also talk about regulations related to marijuana that are going through the review process in Tuolumne County, talk about development projects on tap, and also talk about the state of the roads following tough winters over the past 2 years. Again, that's with David Gonsalves next week on Motherlode Views. We'll return with our final segment with the superintendent at Sonora High School in just a minute.